aspect of the head of Mishnah came over Mishnah Zika, Smichas Kainan, by Riva Zegel of Shlosha.
Smichas Kainan, what do you mean? When Klal Yisrael did not say that Shiesh Vakaris based on a taking stock of the business, so like Tar, Helen, Dov, Shaltiva, certain Tar, Kassus, brought for the Tar Yativa. The ones that bring it are the Kainan, which are the Sanhedrin. Three members of the Sanhedrin have to do the Shemitah, they have to clean on the Koban for the Shepherd. Ariva Zegla is a person who's found dead, we don't know who killed him. So there's a whole process of Egla Rufa, break the neck of a calf, and the Kapara for these cities, the closest city that was closest to the dead person. Yeah, so for these procedures, it's enough to have three Dayanas in Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yudayma, Hamisha, he says that you need five for these two things. Yeah, there is rushes to come to that. A chalitza, a woman whose husband died and her did not have children, and the brother of the husband can do evil, marry her or chalitza, basically she takes off his shoe, sits in front of him, and thereby is released from him. And that procedure needs a dayonim, so not to have three dayonim. Meyunim is a child, a girl who is less than Tashmita age, and her father died. So there's no one to be Makadosh or Daraita. Even though Rabbanan said that her family can marry her off, Mitzvah Rabbanan, but if she decides that she's having a better time with her family than with her husband, she's entitled to just leave the husband, and they don't even need a get. This process is called Nian, which she goes home and tells Bezdin that the marriage is off, it has to be done in front of the Bezdin of Shlosha. That's a Ravai. One planted tree, 3 years in Alex approach, 4 years, you have to bring it to your Shalayim, or you have the option of redeeming it. So, we're talking about assessing the value of this produce for Maitesheni, or also Maitesheni, in the third and sixth year of the Shemitah cycle. The 1/10 of the produce is taken as Maitesheni and brought to your Shalayim, it can be redeemed. Both of these cases, it's not of a clear price, but it has to be assessed. Shalosha, you need three people to assess the value of the produce. Hekdesh is Shalosha. Someone has to value hekdesh to see how much it's worth to redeem it. Also, three people. Arachim and Mitzalchim and Shalosha. Somebody says the Eidach. The value of somebody is accepted by myself to give the hekdesh. So depending on the age, the gender of the person, so it prescribes a certain amount. So if he doesn't have money to pay this and he only has a thousand movable objects, so the person will assess how much that's worth and will pay by giving his object over the hekdesh. So then you have three people possess it. Have you known him as Echad Mehem Koyin? One of the people that's assessing, the Erechin has to be a Koyin. Kakois, if you have to collect the Erechin from land, real estate, he should be a Koyin. You need 10 people, 9 of them to be Israeli, and 1 has to be a Koyin. Bottom be 8 to the Hem. Also, if a person says that I'm giving my value to Hekdesh, then he says the Lashon is to make Koyin your life. It's not Erechin, which is a set amount written in the Torah, but how much he's worth to be sold as an Evan. So that assessment is done by 9 people plus a coin, some total of 10 people.